وسهلاً. أنا اسمي أستاذ جاي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. أهلاً وسهلاً and welcome to Al-Kitab Chapter 9 Podcast, Episode 1. This podcast covers pages 147 to 154. Let's get started looking at the vocabulary on page 148. Other, أخر, or أخرى. Notice the spellings of these. The masculine singular أخر with an aleph madda on the top of it. The feminine, however, doesn't have the aleph with the madda on it. It's just got a hamza, right, with a dhamma. أخرى. And notice the spelling of the feminine. أخرى. Not a tamarbuta, but an aleph maksura. And then the Aleph Madda returns for the plural, أخرون. And moving down the list to some, بعض. Plus in the Arabic it says, اسم جمع في إضافة. So you use بعض followed by a noun that's plural in an إضافة construction. So some of the students, بعض الطلاب. بعض الأساتذة. Some of the professors. Okay, moving on to the next verb down there, to sit. Jalasa yajlasu. Alright, so this literally means to sit, but it also carries the connotation of like to spend time together or to hang out. You say we sit together in the evenings. In English that doesn't really work, so I mean it's alright, but it means we hang out or we spend time together. Najlis ma'an fil masa. Moving down to the verb to be able to. The infinitive in English, to be able to. Remember, Arabic does not have infinitives. So, they give you the huwa, past and present tense. He was able to. Istata. In present tense, yastati'a. Alright, now look, they give you two options you can do here. To be able to. You can either use an, or you can use the masdar. So, you could say, he is able to speak. يستطيع أن يتكلم. Or you could use the مصدر of يتكلم, which is الكلام. So هو يستطيع الكلام. Moving down to عين and عيون. The only thing I want to mention here is this is one of the three words you need to know to understand any song in Arabic. The word عين is in most every song, followed by the words قلب for heart, and Habibi, my love. And looking down to the last verb, to wake someone up. So this is an action you do to someone else. This is not how you say, I wake up. But the root's the same, and the verb is close, but we'll get to that very soon. So to wake someone up is yuqilu. Okay? Then they give you the me, the word me in English, the object of a verb. So somebody wakes me up. And it's grandma, right? Khaled's grandma that's waking him up. So, tuqidhuni. She wakes me up, right? So, ni, this object of the verb, or suffix pronoun ending, sometimes people will say, comes right after verbs and it's attached to it. So, another example would be like, he saw me. He saw or he watched. He watched, shahid. Shahidni. Shahid, he watched, shahidni. He watched me. And the rest of those are pretty easy. We'll get to them soon enough. But just as a coming attraction, shahadak, he saw you. Yalla, page 149, looking at the verbs. You'll notice that in the present tense for the second person plural and third person plural, so in other words, you all or they, also the enti form, you feminine, has two options. Let's look at the verb أعود, I return, to return. So أنتم تعدون, or تعدو. So sometimes the noon drops off and is replaced by an aleph. That aleph is never pronounced. It's not تعودوا, it's تعودو. And that's the same for most every verb. So why do you do that? Why are they dropped off sometimes? Well, of course, we're going to learn that soon. But just as an example, after the particle un, the next verb that follows it drops off. So if you say something like, they want to return, Let's look at they return first of all. Ya'udun. Okay, but they want to return. Yuridun an ya'udu instead of ya'udun, because after an, the verb that follows it drops that noon if it is the third or second person plural or the NT form. Notice on the next verb, to be able to, that in the past tense, the aleph is retained only in the third person. Istata'a, he was able to, she was able to, and they were able to. But in the second person, you and you all, as well as I, first person, and first person plural, we, the aleph is dropped out. So huwa istata'a, but ana istata'tu. Yalla, moving on to Tamrin Thalatha. Find out these questions. Ask your Zumala. Page 150. Let's look at Rakam Arba. Number 4. Do they smoke or did they ever smoke? So, do they smoke? That's pretty easy, right? Just ask, do you smoke? But what about, did they ever smoke? There are a couple ways you can do this. You could just use the verb in the past tense, right? Like, you smoked with the hal, right? The yes-no question. Hal anta dakhanta? Okay. What about used to smoke? Did you ever used to smoke?
Hal kunta tudakhan? Hal kunta tudakhan?
And whoops, I just gave you the answer for that one, but ma'alish. Okay, let's look at raqam thamaniya. Whose classes begin before noon? Let me just give you some hints here. Alright, you're talking about classes, right? So that's going to be a plural noun. Is that noun human or non-human? That noun is non-human. So, non-human plural nouns, anything that describes them or works with them is what? That's right, feminine singular. So even verbs that describe them, the verb to begin is going to have to be feminine singular. Moving on to Tamrin Arba. This is you watching and answering questions. Let's just look down the page at number 7. Khalid used a formal verb to talk about eating lunch. Write what you hear. Well, they basically give you the answer there underneath, right? This verb is used mainly in formal Arabic and must be mentioned with a meal. Okay? It doesn't necessarily have to only be a meal, but it can be food. And you see here, atanawul al-fatur. Basically, a good translation of this verb is to partake. So you partake of breakfast or lunch or dinner. In a Christian context, you might hear this used with the sacrament, as in to partake of the sacrament. Alright, let's move on to al-qawa'id, the grammar. Page 153, laysa plus al-jumla al-ismiya. Alright, so laysa is basically negating present tense things in fusha for the term or the idea, the concept, to have, or there is or there are. Alright, so let's review first of all, to say that you have something. Remember, if you say that in general you own something or you have something, you say عندي, عندي سيارة, or عندي فلوس, I have money. But معي فلوس means I have money with me right now. Alright, now what did we use lam for, the lam, like لي, لي سيارة? Not so much. You use لي more with really abstract ideas or with humans. So لي أخت, I have a sister. Alright, so laysa works really easily with all these. You just put it at the front of the sentence, and it's not conjugated in this context. In a couple chapters, we're going to learn about changing or inflecting laysa. So, I don't have a car, laysa عندي سيارة. Or laysa عندي فلوس, I don't have any money. That's like, in general, I don't have any money. But if you just want to say, I don't have any money with me right now, laysa معي فلوس, or مصاري. Fulus is more Fusha or Egyptian, and Masari you hear in the Levant, like Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Palestine. Now remember that Laysa is for present tense things. So if you want to negate past tense, remember that you use the can plus ma. So if you look at the examples they give you, can عندي سيارة, ما كان عندي سيارة. So I didn't have a car. ما كان عندي سيارة. So Laysa is for present tense. ليس عندي سيارة. I don't have a car. I didn't have a car. ما كان عندي سيارة. And again, remember, when you're talking about possession, there is, there are, or have, in Arabic, You don't conjugate the verb like can. Can عندي, I had. It's not كنت عندي. No, it's can عندي. So for more colloquial or dialect fun, in Egyptian, you would say something like ما عنديش سيارة, except they don't say سيارة, it's عربية. I don't have a car. ما عنديش عربية. All right. In Jordan, it'd be just something like ما عندي سيارة. And in Syrian or Lebanese, they like to put this little music to their voices, so it might be something like ma andi sayara, ma andi. And another reminder for institutions, you don't use and or li, you use fi most often. So
هذا هي الجامعة
فيها طلاب كثيرون. تمرين ستة. I'm only going to help you with one or two of these. رقم واحد. There are no students of Arab descent. How do you say there are no? ليس طلاب. You could also say ليس هناك, right? That's a fun thing that they throw in there. هناك is another way to say there is or there are. ليس هناك, there are not. ليس هناك. This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook الكتاب في تعلم العربية Part 1 Second Edition by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud Al-Batal and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press.